Growth can sometimes be painful. This is Father Scott Seetaler. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It's Friday, TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. You know, and every Friday can be a good Friday if you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. If you haven't done that yet, do it right now. Invite Jesus into your heart. Hand over your life to Jesus. Let Jesus be your way, your truth, and your life. Say to Jesus, I don't want to do anything that you don't want me to do. I don't want to say anything that you don't want me to say. I want to spend my life for you, Jesus. I want to live each day in such a way that people will obviously know that I'm a follower of Jesus Christ. Well, I want to share with you a very, very important scripture passage. Now remember, the images that Jesus uses are images from the times in which he lived. He lived with people who were farmers, shepherds, and fishermen. So today's passage comes from John's Gospel, John 15, beginning with verse 1. Jesus says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit. Well, every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I love that passage. I love it because of the way Jesus talks about remain in me and I remain in you. But as I said at the beginning of the program, growth can sometimes be painful. Vines need to be cut back. They need to be pruned. Why? So they become more sturdy, strong, healthy, so that they're not going in 1,000 directions. That's what he's saying to us. We're the branches here. Do we need prune? You better believe it. Original sin did a job on us. We are selfish. We're slow to learn. We're self-centered. We want to do it my way. When God prunes us, is that painful at times? Yes. God doesn't prune us because he gets jollies out of seeing us suffer. God prunes us so that we can bear more fruit. He cleans us. How does God clean us? Well, Jesus says by the word he's spoken to us. Now, if any of you have had children, if you've had to discipline your children, you know they're not keen about the discipline. You know they'll cry, they'll whine, they'll use the silent treatment if they become teenagers. It's not easy to discipline a child. But remember, the word discipline comes from the same word as disciple. You're trying to make your children not only disciples of yours, but more importantly, you're trying to make them disciples of Jesus Christ. Children need to be disciplined. Your children will forgive you for everything, but they will not forgive you for not disciplining them. You need, especially during the teenage years, to put parameters on their activities, on the way they behave. Otherwise, they'll come back in their 30s, sometime in their life, and say, why didn't you say no to me? Look at me. I'm out of control. I couldn't finish college. Can't keep a job. I've been in so many relationships. Because they never developed self-discipline. They never got to the point where the parents could back off because they themselves wanted to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. And they knew the way to become a disciple of Jesus Christ is by self-discipline. Let me give you another example. Athlete. The life of an athlete. I mean, they practice and practice and practice. Swimmers get up early in the morning, swim for a couple of hours, go to school, swim again in the afternoon for an hour or so. Discipline. Discipline. Is it hard?
Yes.
Is it painful? Yes. Would they rather do something else at times? You better believe it. But they know why they're doing it. They want to be good. They want to be good at what they do. Don't you want to be a good disciple of Jesus Christ? Now, let me share with you a definition of maturity. It goes like this. Maturity is foregoing an immediate pleasure to get a long-range pleasure. That's something that our society doesn't appreciate. It was a time when people realized that they had to give up certain pleasures to get a long-range one, that they had to study real, real hard before they could graduate and pursue their career successfully. I was in the seminary 13 years before I got ordained. In my high school and college years, we went to school 6 days a week. Now, Wednesday afternoon, most of it was off. But we went to school Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday half day. We got up at 5:30 in the morning. I was in chapel at 6:15. And in the novitiate, I got up at 4:45 in the morning. Started to pray at 4:45. Meditated. Was that easy? We fasted a lot in the early years of my religious life. We went without a lot. You know, I think it's so important to realize, why do we do that? Because we're into pain? Because we get our jollies out of suffering? No, it's because we are becoming mature. Mature what? Mature disciples of Jesus Christ. We're becoming people who, as a matter of fact, consider it not a hardship when we find the person that we're madly in love with. You got to count on God pruning you. He prunes us all. Because we have hard hearts, Scripture tells us. Or because we have big egos. Or because we're selfish. You know, we're not happy campers when we're disciplined, when we're pruned. But the finished product bears fruit, the Scripture passage says. And don't forget, when we allow God to do that, then He says, you remain in me and I will remain in you. What a powerful image. The finished product looks like Jesus. We become spitting images of Jesus. Or as St. Paul says, we put on the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I follow St. Francis of Assisi. I'm a Capuchin Franciscan friar. Friar means brother. Also a priest. I'm one of the brothers who felt also called to priesthood. St. Francis of Assisi, it'll come as no surprise to you, is one of my heroes. St. Francis really did a wonderful imitation of Christ. One of his biographers called him the mirror of Christ. Did you know that St. Francis was the first one to have the five wounds in his flesh externally? First one since the life of Jesus? You want to talk about a person who did such a great imitation of Christ, to the extent that God loved him and imprinted on him the five wounds of Jesus? Saint Francis really handed his life over to Jesus. Now, he was not always such a great follower of Jesus Christ. In his youth, he was spoiled rotten by his dad. He had all the pleasures that come, all the sensual pleasures of life. He was a playboy in the most fundamental meaning of the word. But when God called him, when God knocked him to his senses, he spent time in prison for a year because he fought for his city against the neighboring city, and they lost, and he was thrown in prison, kept there till his dad paid a great ransom for him. And while he was in prison, he had a lot of time to think, and he was sick in prison. He came home sick. Took time to recover. All during that time, God's working on him profoundly, pruning him to become what? The great St. Francis of Assisi, the founder of an incredible religious community, an inspiration to so many people. People who are not even Catholic have a high regard for St. Francis. His love for the poor. His love for creation. He wrote the first real poem in Italian. His hymn to Brother Sun and Sister Moon. And so many saints could be described that way. They were single-hearted in their following of Jesus. They didn't worry about counting the cost. They let God prune them. St. Ignatius of Loyola. St. Vincent de Paul. You know? Great women saints. Mary Magdalene. What a wonderful passage. We're divine. We can't afford to get cut off. We get cut off from Jesus, we're not going to bear any fruit. Don't let that happen in your life. Let God prune you and watch what great things He does in and through you. Our prayer partners today are people with pancreatic cancer. This is a horrible form of cancer. Often it means death. Not a lot of success rate in healing people with pancreatic cancer. Please pray. Pray for people who have this disease and for those who are taking care of them. All right, how about our food for thought today? This is so wise. Listen to this. When grief is the freshest, words should be the fewest. We all got to remember that. When somebody's grieving terribly and the grief is so fresh, don't talk a lot. Don't say these pious platitudes. Don't try to do theologizing in that moment. Be quiet. Comfort. Offer your love and your support. And tell the person you'll be there for them. Small attempt to make you smile or laugh, okay? True story submitted by a police officer. When the driver in front of my police cruiser began weaving in out of his lane, I quickly hit the sirens and pulled him over. As I approached his window, I was hit with a stench of alcohol. "Sir," I said, "can you tell me when you started drinking and how much you've had?" "Well, officer, I can't tell you how much I've had," he slurred, "but I started drinking in 1967. Oh, folks, you got to laugh, right? Anyways, would you like to contact me? As I say, I want to hear from you. Would you be kind enough, if you like my show, would you drop me a note and tell me that it helps you, that you listen to it? It's such a shot in the arm for me. You know, you can send me your prayer intentions, which I will take to prayer. I promise you, I'll storm heaven with you and for you. You can let me know if you want to receive my newsletter. It comes out 6 times a year. It tells you where I'm preaching. There's a lot of inspiration and humor in my newsletter. You can help me. You can send me some support, financial support, to keep my hospital open in Oaxaca, Mexico, where the people were so poor. You can make a check to Tash, T-A-S-H, Tash, Inc., and send it to Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there's darkness, light, and where there's sadness, joy. Joyful.